Second hour of the Investigative Journal. And one program note, you can go to rbnlive.com and listen live now. We are experiencing a little bit of internet trouble and also phone line trouble today. So if your calls weren't taken, don't worry. I'll be back Monday. We can take calls. We can do everything. Bear with us. And also, there's been some bad weather again here in Colorado, which has disturbed my internet connection. We've got another foot of snow on the ground. Now it's up to 9 feet. And counting, but we've had a little bit of snow melt, so it's probably about half of that's gone. But anyway, it's a record snowfall here in Colorado, but causing havoc with some of the phone lines and telephone lines and everything, so bear with us. Just to finish up, my guest this hour is going to be Phil Jahan from North Pole, Alaska. That's where he resides now. Phil's originally from Chicago, and that's my hometown, so we share that common bond. And there's just a lot to talk about 9/11. We're going to do that after this 3 minutes, this short segment, and we're going to get into some of the things with Phil. But anyway, let me discuss this just to finish up what I was saying. The two interesting things regarding this suppression of information, regarding the real connections of the Council on Foreign Relations, the real connections of how they operate, this Vatican-led New World Order, is very interesting. And it shows you their, to me anyway, it shows you their power. It shows you how their evil power has taken over most every aspect of our life. And we need to get this story out. And that's why people like Dan Rather, who work for them, by the way, and Peter Jennings and all the rest of them, basically were paid millions of dollars to keep the truth from you. I think people are starting to learn that. And they do it in many, many deceptive ways. And that's what we try to do is uncover it on this show. I will add that I'm having on, we have discussed Father Alberto Rivera on the show, being a very key Jesuit figure who came forward and then was killed by the Jesuits. Well, on Monday, I'm having his wife on, Nuri Rivera. And Nuri is still keeping his ministry alive, still trying to help people get at the truth. And she's a very open and beautiful woman who's going to come on. She'll give you her phone number. She'll give you her website, her ministry, and follow, and tell you the truth about what happened to her husband and how they killed him. For trying to tell people the real Vatican influence and how he knew, because he worked there, how they controlled the government, how they worked with the intelligence agencies. Nuri also is going to tell you how, and at least I got into it a little bit with her. Well, anyway, what happened after Father Alberto Rivera was killed, they came to her, and who was it? Probably the Jesuit order. In disguise, and they asked if they could find out where Father Alberto Rivera's burial grounds were, where he was buried. And they told her, if you tell us where he's buried, we'll give you, your son can go through school, we'll pay for everything, we'll give you money, you'll never have to worry the rest of your life. Well, she refused. And the reason they do that is because they're going to go dig up his bones, and then they take his bones back and put them in the catacombs of the Vatican, and this is what they show to people about how they deal with their detractors. Supposedly, Abraham Lincoln's bones are there, and other people's that have tried to buck this system throughout the centuries, the Vatican-led New World Order. And so that's an interesting a tidbit about their sicknesses. I mean, this is a sick group that would do anything like that, and we have them in power. I mean, it's amazing to me that this has gone on this far, but you know what? People just are hiding behind this. Oh, it's a bigotry to talk about them. It's religious bigotry. Well, they're not a religious organization to begin with. And they need to be exposed because they got their tentacles in every part of our country, in every aspect of it, from the Federal Reserve Bank to the Council on Foreign Relations to our government and on and on and on. So I will have her on Monday. And on Tuesday, you're going to love this, I'm going to have on the author of The Almanac of Evil. He's a priest and a Christian now. And boy, does he go into it. And you can get that story on my website. And he levels the real evildoers pretty well in a quasi-legal document that he has written called The Almanac of Evil. The defendants in this quasi-legal document, going back to the beginning of time, include Pope Benedict, the Black Pope, Jesuit Father Hans Kolbenbach, and others in the Vatican-led New World Order. We'll be back with my guest, Phil Jahan.
Ooh. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Now, Phil's a grassroots investigator of 9/11. Boy, his work is really interesting, and he's done so much to try to get at the truth about 9/11, trying to connect the dots in many different areas. He's one of the few, I think, researchers who has looked past just that event of 9/11 and tried to figure out the connection in many different areas that all tie together, the pedophile ring, many other different things regarding 9/11, trying to get at the real culprits in a way that other investigators don't. And for that, he's been shunned by the 9/11 community in many different ways. One, I've had a story on my website which was called Who Really Controls the 9/11 Truth Conferences. And I did by no means try to denigrate the work of people, but I just tried to say, you know, you got to open the message up. Now, a person like Phil is not an expert from Brigham Young University. He's not an expert. He's an American who began researching it and investigating like the 9/11 Commission should have done. And he found many, many things that he's enlightened me about over the years. And he's been through the gauntlet, so to speak. He's a guy that should be on the podium, should have been on the podium in many of these conferences, but is conveniently left out. And when that happens, I always ask why. And I guess we're going to discuss that amongst many other things. Let me tell you, he's working on a video now called 9/11, I'm not sure the name of it, Jaywalking America, Around America. He's ended up in North Pole, Alaska, working part-time for a TV station there. And Phil, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, Greg. Good to be here. How are you?
Good. good. And I thought that was a good, that was an introduction, I think, that kind of set the tone of what I want to discuss today. Because, you know, we're still 5 years, we're 5 years out from 9/11, and I don't think we're any closer. We may even be farther away from getting at the truth due to what I call a systematic infiltration of the 9/11 movement. People need to hear the truth. What do you think about that, what I just said?
Well, I disagree. And you know, I would agree, you know, agreed with you a couple days ago, but you know, the more and more I'm starting to, you know, take a look around the net, you know, the message that we have here, you know, regarding the Vatican, you know, its intrigues and, you know, the mysteries of the Vatican, I mean, it's getting out.
All right.
And people are seeing it, and not only are they seeing it, but they're believing it. You know, that's because it's in plain sight. It's so obvious to see. It's just, you know, it's just incredible when you start looking into this stuff. You know, I got excited this morning, you know, before the show, I was just looking for some stuff on the Vatican. And, you know that the plaza of the World Trade Center where they had that great big huge brass, you know, globe or, you know, ball?
Yeah.
You know, that, if you look at the surrounding, you know, if you look at it from the air, basically, you know, in a nutshell, it's the Eye of Horus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and at the one-year anniversary, right underneath where that Eye of Horus was, you know, they had, you know, the firemen coming in to do the memorial march, and, you know, they all, you know, went into the shape of the Eye of Horus.
Yeah.
And I was looking through the Internet, looking for Vatican material, you know, I found this, the same Eye of Horus, you know, almost identical to what was at the Trade Center, you know, right at the Vatican Museum. You know, yeah. And, you know, when you see this stuff, it's just incredible because, you know, it's been there in front of us all along. All these clues, all these, you know, obvious evidences, you know, proofs. And I mean, this is the least of them, but, you know, it just shows their symbolism. It shows that, you know, you can follow them by their symbols. You can follow them by, you know, there's so many different ways that you can see that it's, you know, the Vatican.
Yeah, and I know you've been researching this a long time. And tell us how you first made the connection.
Well, it started with the Franklin cover-up. And, you know, I was completely ignorant of these things before, you know, the Franklin cover-up. And if somebody would have told me, you know, that the Vatican was behind it, you know, I would have said, yeah, I mean, come on, buddy. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And I read John's book. And, you know, the book itself is disturbing. And I would say it's a must-read for every American. It should be required reading in every high school, every college.
And John, then you're talking about John DeCamp, right?
Right.
Okay.
You know, and this book basically, you know, it outlines and documents, you know, everything in this book is documented. There's no hearsay. There's no theories. Everything in there is documented. And basically, you know, he gives, you know, a microcosm view of what he found in the Franklin cover-up. And you know, that was basically the Satanism that was going on, you know, inside this community in Nebraska.
Right.
And, you know, it was not any small find. I mean, there was, you know, by the time that, you know, the investigation got, you know, going full steam, you know, some 80 children had come forth saying that they had been forced into these weird rituals, you know, forced into sex, you know, and these rituals, you know, that they would do, you know, murder and human sacrifice. And, you know, John, you know, basically investigated it all, and, you know, he documented it. And as time went on, the FBI came in, and instead of helping with the investigation, you know, they were threatening these kids with long jail terms if they ever got on the stand and whispered any of the words of this. You know,
mm-hmm.
if they said anything, I mean, you know, they were promised that they would go to jail. And in the end, about 78 kids backed down. But two of them, you know, went forward, Paul Benassi and Alicia Owens. And, you know, they told their story. They told what happened to them. And, you know, that's the whole basis of, you know, the book. I mean, you know, he documents this huge coven, you know, that was in Omaha,
mm-hmm.
that Lawrence Franklin and, you know, when you're done with the book, it leaves you with no other obvious conclusion to draw, and John DeCamp agrees with this, than that the FBI itself is in charge of these pedophile rings and these kidnapping rings in America. You know,
yeah, and then we go farther. You know, I wanted to bring up that I had found information from investigators in New York that were investigating the pedophile ring there. And this is documented that this goes way back to the 70s, and even Pope John Paul I was killed over this because he talked to a priest in New York named Father Bruce Ritter, who was called by the Pope, Pope John Paul I, and there were New York investigators there when the call was made, and it's not hearsay, and basically the Pope explained that there was a pedophile ring being started through the Vatican, through infiltrators, the Black Pope, etc., and his his control over the intelligence agencies, and their plan was to initiate this huge pedophile ring in America. And Ritter was given a special dispensation by Pope John Paul I. He was then John Paul I was then killed 10 days later after this phone call. After that, Ritter was destroyed. The investigators on this case, one being Jim Rothstein, followed the trail all the way to Cardinal Spellman's office and called him the most evil and most powerful man in America. Well, that is now being transferred to Cardinal Egan, and the same thing he says is going on. And this is just as recently, 2 weeks ago, we were discussing this in connection with the Noreen Gosh case. So this Franklin cover-up is involved, the Franklin story is involved with this one, too, and that should add some verification, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much verification for anybody who just wants to look at it honestly. It's overwhelming. Once you start delving into this, you're like, how could we have missed it for so long?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's just there, you know, in front of us. You know, we look at the pedophilia. You know, I mean, we've been inundated till, you know, every one of us, Catholic or non-Catholic, is sick and tired of hearing another priest molesting our kid's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, then you look at the milk carton kids, you look at all the missing children in America, and, you know, these kids are missing in perpetuity every year, Greg.
Yeah.
I mean, last year there was, you know, 855,000 missing children reports. You know, in a country of 280 million, I mean, that's an astounding number. Well, you know, and while I'm sure a lot of these children were, you know, parent disputes and, you know, were returned, you know, there's a huge number of these kids. I mean, I don't know what percent because the FBI, you know, really won't give the numbers. But, you know, these kids are missing in perpetuity.
Yeah, well, you know, the Noreen Gosh, and Noreen was on my show, and she explained, I think, what happens in many cases. In case of Johnny, there were four witnesses the day he was taken off his paper route. And it was very obvious he was abducted. But the how they work is that the police chief, even in her community, he covered it up to begin with. He would not issue him as a missing child, but only as a child that ran away, even though there was compelling evidence that he was abducted. So the cover up starts at the local level and it works its way up. And the marching orders come marching down. So that's basically, I mean, there never was a case I heard of where the police chief shouldn't have immediately issued a warning to find this child and that he was kidnapped. But instead, they gave at least 72 hours or more time for these people to escape with categorical evidence by four witnesses that he was abducted. So
right.
There's the beginning of it, and I'm sure this is how they operate their modus operandi and other children abductions. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and people wonder, you know, well, you know, how can, you know, this you know, darkness, how can this conspiracy be so widespread? How can it, you know, infect the local police departments, the state police departments, the federal, you know, policing agencies? I just saw this interview, and, you know, by Albert Rivero the other night, and he was talking about, well, there was actually a gentleman that was in the movie, you know, another one of the witnesses, you know, that was giving his testimony. But, you know, he had, you know, found out from some Jesuits that were, I believe they were going to Georgetown University. And he, you know, he was talking to them about, you know, how many people graduate, you know, every year there, you know, and, you know, it was like 800 or 900
mm-hmm.
a year. And, you know, as he was discussing these things with these, you know, Jesuits who were rather open-minded, you know, they basically said that, you know, these 800 or 900 people that graduate from this university mostly go into the Protestant churches, you know, and pose as Protestants to corrupt the faith of Christians.
Right. Hold that thought, and we'll be back with Bill Jahander after this short message.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
All right, my guest is Phil Jahan. He's a 9/11 researcher, and he's connecting the dots in many different areas because 9/11 isn't just a We shouldn't just look at it as a separate incident. It was a separate incident, but I believe that the same people that pulled off 9/11 are involved in the pedophile rings and many of the other things bringing down our country, the Federal Reserve Bank, and on, illegal immigration. And the whole thing connects together. And to get a true picture of who these guys are, you need to look farther than just that one day of 9/11, and that's really important. Just to give you an we pinned the Jesuits as being involved in this and the Black Pope. But just to give you an indication of, they were boasting on their website the other day or this week regarding how many legislators are Jesuit trained in the House and Senate of our country. And it's an amazing figure considering the percentages. The Jesuit trained legislators total 10% of the U.S. House and Senate. And that's just the Jesuit trained, not to consider the other Roman Catholics in power in our country. Isn't that an incredible figure when you think about it?
That's way high. When I read the story, I was intrigued by it. That they would be so open about it. I'd like to get that link that, you forgot to put it up in your story because, I'd like to archive that.
Yeah.
But, that's just, it's right here in front of us. And, a lot of people, out in the 9/11 truth movement, are crying, Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. And there's been this fever, for the last, probably a year or so. Ever since you, me, Phelps, and a few others, have been harping on this Vatican idea. The whole Zionist thing started, and it's really nothing more than, a blame the Jews, type of scenario. Where they're trying to, detract from, it's a smokescreen.
Yeah, yeah, and I noticed that too. As soon as we started to try to talk about this openly on the alternative media, doors started to close, and also this whole kind of idea, started to be, we get emails constantly, oh, it's the Zionists, how could you say the Vatican? And it's just basically, like I said, I've had many people on my show, and not just my own opinions, but many people on my show who've led me to believe this, that they use the Zionists as a cover, and that's really their game, and they do that all over the world. So, I find it interesting that when you start talking about 9/11, it gets into this constant debate, controlled, I believe, by certain people. You're constantly inundated with these with the expert opinions about the falling of the buildings and all this stuff, but it never goes any farther than that. And that's what upsets me because, like I've had people on my show like Donna Marsh O'Connor who lost her daughter who do not care where the trail of evidence leads. She just wants justice. And I keep telling her that that's being blocked by people in the movement because I asked a friend out in he's been on my show many times now, become a friend. But he worked for these people in Monte Carlo. He's an Italian who's now defected and telling the truth. And he said they are very concerned about infiltrating these groups because they do not want public opinion in the grassroots groups ever to gain hold and get their message out. So that's why I think you've been suppressed a number of times when you've tried to speak and give this message in a number of different places. What do you think?
No, I agree. Message, a year and a half ago, it seemed like it just wasn't going to make it. It wasn't going to go anywhere. And, the more and more I look on the web, the more and more I see, people's attitudes. People are out there and they most of them have the attitude where they don't care where the truth goes either. They couldn't care less. Is all they want to do is figure the whole thing out because they know that everything's, woefully wrong in America.
Right.
Two things that I'd like to go into, before the end of the show, if we could find ways to segue into this before the hour is up.
Sure. Let me just give you, we got 2 minutes before the break and then we'll get a whole long segment afterwards. So go ahead.
I'd like to, eventually, get into the origins of the Catholic Church, okay, and also the meaning of 666, the Antichrist, the what's spoken of in Revelation 13, because, I believe I have some wisdom on this that, people enjoy hearing.
Yeah, we can do that. We got about a minute now before the we'll do that as soon as we get back from the break. But just update in this last minute your video on how you ended up in North Pole, Alaska.
Well, it's from a friend of mine up here that I'm making the video with, and he's my partner, and he's also I think he's been on your show before. His name is Mike Young,
mm-hmm.
and he's. He's an expert in these things too. So he's helped coach me along, and he's filled in some of my gaps. I've filled in some of his, and we all kind of mutually help each other out and understanding this because it's a huge subject. But
the guy who has the blueprints of the Temple Mount or something?
Yeah, he's got the design patent for Solomon's Temple.
Okay.
That's to be built, and although, anybody can hold a design patent, I do believe that, his design, is probably correct and his design is probably going to be used in the construction of the new Temple Mount.
All right. Listen, Bill, I want to get back into those things you want to talk about, the origins of the Catholic Church and other things. We'll take a short break. Be back with Bill Jahan after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Investigative Journal. My guest is Phil Jahan. He does want to talk about some things, and we talked about right before the break, but just let me make these two statements. And, you know, you've heard them before, but sometimes they need to be repeated. You know, it's better to die knowing the truth, and I believe this, than to constantly live a lie. And that's what Americans have been put up, you know, been living for a long time. And it's people like Phil who've been trying to tear away all the layers of the onion to get at the truth, because it's not good enough just to blame the banksters and to blame Bush and the rest. There's much more to this story. It's a religious war, as Bush did tell us. So I just wanted to mention that. Go ahead, Phil. You wanted to talk about the origins of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, let's hit on that first, and then we can, you know, hit on the meaning of 666. You know, the origin of the Catholic Church, you know, go back to Constantine. You know, contrary to what most Catholics believe and are, you know, falsely taught, you know, it, you know, Peter was not the first pope. Peter had been dead for a couple hundred years before the, you know, Holy Roman See was created. And basically, in a nutshell, Constantine realized what the other emperors didn't, that if they kept persecuting the Christians, which they had done for hundreds of years, they were going to lose the battle against, you know, Christianity and against, you know, these sects. You know, every time that they persecuted the Christians ended up growing, you know, fourfold, it's sixfold, eightfold. And finally, Constantine, you know, in a shrewd wisdom, decided that the best way to destroy the movement was to lead the movement. I know, mm-hmm. you know, there's probably parallels here for 9/11.
Yeah.
But so is what he did is he, you know, faked a conversion, you know, to Christianity, you know, faked a vision, you know, and, you know, everything was set in place to make, you know, Christianity the state religion of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and all the Caesars had been Satanist, Luciferian, whatever you want to call them, you know, all through time. You know, this is what they're all about. So, you know, they posed as Christians, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, and they made Christianity the state religion of the Roman Empire. And therefore, they could set the doctrines, the dogmas. You know, they could make laws regarding, you know, the Eucharist and you know, all the other different sacraments of the Church. All their idols that they had worshipped, you know, under, you know, Roman paganism, you know, they basically, you know, literally gave a paint job to, and brought them in, you know, to the Roman Catholic Church. The statue of Mary predates, you know, Mary by thousands of years. It's a statue of Semiramis. Some know her as Isis or Ishtar. And, you know, that's what they're looking at when they see these statues in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once they had set up, you know, Christianity as a state religion, they could regulate it and they could corrupt it, which is exactly what they designed to do, to destroy it. And that's what they've been doing ever since. So, you know, basically the Roman Empire morphed itself, you know, really never fell, and it definitely didn't fall. They morphed itself, you know, into, you know, the Holy Roman See. And to give you an idea of the different offices and agencies that the Roman Empire had, you know, I've got this open right now, and I'll give you, you know, a sampling.
Okay, go ahead.
The Vatican is the smallest sovereign state. Pardon me?
Oh, nothing. Go ahead. Chris was telling me about a gentleman on the line.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
You know, like you said, it, you know, it's really not a religion as much as it is a political movement. You know, the Vatican, you know, Vatican City is the smallest sovereign state in the world. Caesar Constantine began a corporate takeover by renaming all the old Roman offices. This evolution of name changing still occurs. Name changing allows a person to hide their tracks of origin. The Roman Empire offices in their modern names. The Roman Empire, the Imperium Romanum, was renamed the Roman Catholic Church. The Curia, under the Roman Empire, the legal body of senators, was renamed to be the Curia, the legal body of cardinals. The Roman Emperor was renamed the Roman Pope, and he's head of all church and state affairs. Civil government matters of state, extraordinary affairs, was, you know, renamed to, well, civil government, that was the name of the agency, civil government matters of state under Rome, and then it was changed to extraordinary affairs. But where it gets interesting is the Roman senators were renamed cardinals. The Roman governors were renamed archbishops. Roman senators with no territory were renamed to be bishops under the Code of Canon Law of 376. A large Roman province was renamed to be an archdiocese.
Huh. Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Isn't this? A small Roman territory was renamed a diocese. The imperial chair of Jupiter, where Caesar sat, was renamed the throne of St. Peter. The Vestal Virgins, under the Roman Empire, were renamed nuns. Pontifex Maximus, the high priest of College of the Senators, was renamed the supreme pontiff of College of Cardinals and still holds the title Pontifex Maximus. So when we look at old Roman coins, Greg, You know, we can just turn them over, we can look at them, and you see that all the Caesars, you know, had this title, you know, and you'll see it on the back of the coins, Pont Max. You know, it stands for Pontifex Maximus, which means the supreme bridge builder to the underworld. You know, he literally holds the office of Antichrist. You know, this is it's the Church of Satan on Earth. It's the one that he recognizes, it's the one that he works through. and, you know, they have their own hierarchy.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just amazing. Americans have asked me that question a lot, and I think you've synthesized how the Roman Empire has morphed into the Roman Catholic Church. And basically, just ask yourself, Americans, what was Rome all about? And that was about domination and conquering and war. What is going on in this country right now? Same thing, don't you think, Phil?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been in business here in America for about 230 years, and I think we've, you know, got underneath our belts, I think we have 237 military conflicts that the United States has been a part of. I mean,
just amazing.
It's an amazing amount of you know, bloodshed, and you know, Americans, you know, memories are very short. Well, people, you know, by nature, you know, they have their own lives. They've got their own concerns, and you know, they don't realize, you know, they don't ever sit back and look at the bigger picture.
Right, and this is time that many people have had to, because of really what's going on in this country. You're seeing a total fascist state right before your very eyes. It's just amazing to me how quickly things changed. But it's not when you look at their history. I mean, they've been doing this for hundreds of years, so many different ways. There's so much evidence that Rome and the Vatican are involved in our affairs. And for it to be totally ignored is just, to me, a sign of how much control they really have, isn't it? Don't you feel that way?
Well, you know, they have near total control. And that's why, you know, when they pulled off 9/11, you know, either, you know, they were going to take the whole bowl of wax that day and something went wrong, you know, or they were just brazen because they can be. And they know that they own the press. They know that they own, you know, all the different outlets of media and the government and all the policing agencies. So, you know, why be careful? Let's just blow up the buildings and get it over with.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not really sure, but, you know, the interesting thing about Pontifex Maximus, the Pope, and, you know, let's put the black Pope, white Pope thing aside and just talk about the Pope,
okay.
Pontifex Maximus. You know, we see that the Roman Empire morphed itself into, you know, the Holy Roman See. We see that they both have the same name, Pontifex Maximus, you know, the supreme bridge builder to the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go back an empire, let's back up an empire and go to the Greek Empire. The same thing, you know, the head of the you know, the Caesars of the Greek Empire, you know, held the office Pontifex Maximus. You see, you know, all through history, you know, through the Roman Empire, through the Greek Empire, through the Phoenician Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, all the way back to their first satanic kingdom of the Egyptian Empire, that office, all these secret orders have been handed off from empire to empire to empire. Okay.
Yeah.
And all through history, you know, if you take, you know, all the leaders of these empires, you know, the ones that held the office of Pontifex Maximus, and you add them all together, you know, the Catholic Church, I believe, what are they at, 264 right now for how many popes they've had, Greg?
Yes, I believe that's it. Yeah, 264.
Yeah, I mean, give or take one or two, but if you take all these people that have held this office of Pontifex Maximus or Supreme Pontiff, you know, through the seven empires of Earth, okay, is what you have is their last pope is going to be the 666th pope. It's going to be the 666th person to hold the office of Pontifex Maximus. Are you following me?
Now, there's
me?
More than 264 then, know what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is if you add the 264 of the Roman Empire, you know, to the 108 or so of you know, the Roman...
I got you. You got to go back and not only talk about the Roman Empire, but the other empires.
Right. If you take all the, you know, the Roman Catholic Church at 264, the 108 or so from the Roman Empire, you know, the 80 or so from the Greek Empire, and you put all these numbers together from all the empires that have held this office of Pontifex Maximus, okay, what we have here is when they get to the 666th Pontifex Maximus, you know, that's going to be, you know, what the world knows as the Antichrist. You know, because, you know, let him who has wisdom understand the number of the man, you know, the beast, for it's the number of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, to give people an example of what this means, you know, George Bush, you know, his number is 43. You know, Bill Clinton's number was, you know, 42. You know, George Bush Sr., his number was 41. That, you know, that it's the number of their office. It's the number, you know, it's their slot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, basically, you know, the meaning of 666 is fairly simple. You know, once one realizes that, you know, this dark church, you know, the Satanist organization has basically ruled all through history.
Yeah, and now that we're facing now, what's your take on the temple? Why they're so interested in the Temple Mount in Jerusalem? I've had many people talk about it, but I just want to hear your take because I think their end game is to take that over and to bring the Christians and the Muslims and the Jews to their knees so they can have this one world order and one world government.
This has been their goal. I mean, let's speak just of the Roman Catholic Church right now, the Holy Roman See. It's been their goal since, you know, they started. You know, it was the goal of the Roman Empire as well. Is what they want, in a nutshell, is they want to have Pontifex Maximus, you know, sitting on David's throne inside of Solomon's temple in Jerusalem, you know, with Israel ruling the nations, you know, as the head, and the nations, of course, as the tail.
Mm-hmm.
But not as God would see it. They, you know, it's a Luciferian counterfeit.
Right, and you know, when I spoke to Leo Zagami, who's basically talks the same way you do about their end game, because he was involved with them and he's fighting them now. I asked him. I said, How do these elites like Licio Gelli and all these people in the Vatican? I mean, he was there when Marcinkus. Well, he knows. I don't know if he was there at the time, but he knows that Marcinkus was a member of the P2 Monte Carlo Lodge, who was also involved in the microchipping plan way back in the 80s. They were putting together documents in the Vatican regarding how to do this microchipping. So when people just say the microchipping goes to Rothschilds, that I don't believe is the truth. I believe it goes much deeper than that. And anyway, he said, I asked him, I said, how do they view Americans? I mean, how do they view this country? And he says, basically, they view you as to be a future slave of the empire.
Well, we're already slaves.
Yeah.
Is what they want is, you know, another pound of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
They want it all. You know?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we've documented how we've become slaves to the system that's been created. But yes, that's what he said. I mean, they don't view us as humans, as people, as having any rights whatsoever. He said they don't view they don't even care about your constitution. It doesn't exist to them.
No.
They operate under a whole different system.
And if we understand, you know, what's been going on and really start looking into this in depth, you know, we'll see that the concordat that Reagan signed in 1984 with the Vatican, these concordats, okay, almost universally cede the sovereignty of the nation, you know, to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why I call him the biggest traitor in the world, biggest traitor in our country.
Oh, yeah, I mean... by far. I mean, you know, it's amazing that one day, you know, not too long ago, 6-8 years ago, he was my hero, you know, being, you know, conservative Christian and a former Republican. But, you know, now that I've, you know, learned these things, basically, there's an article in our Constitution, which is Article 6, Section 2. And it basically says, in a nutshell, that all the treaties that are signed by the authority of the United States become the supreme law of the land. Okay, and while some might, you know, argue that there's, you know, some court rulings that have kind of clipped the authority of this, you know, it still stands in the Constitution. Okay, so when we sign treaties with other nations, you know, those treaties become the supreme law of the land, and the courts, you know, specifically in that, you know, article, you know, have to bow in obeisance to, you know, this treaty. So basically by signing a concordat with the Vatican, you know, we've ceded our, you know, sovereignty to the Vatican, and it's the same thing with our treaties to the UN. And the UN was also, you know, made by the Vatican, so I guess it doesn't matter either way. They get us coming and going. But by our treaties with the United Nations, by our treaties, you know, that we've signed with Rome, okay, you know, the sovereignty of the United States, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights died, the, you know, at the same time that those documents were signed.
Right. And, you know, we've got about a minute here, and then we'll get a short segment, and we'll come back. But I just wanted to make this comment that, you know, this is why when I was talking and connecting the dots through other people in Italy who have now named names about the perpetrators who were talking about 9/11, which go to a Commandante Ugo Ballestieri, who's the head of the New York Rotary Club, how he's connected with Giuliani, how he's connected with Cardinal Egan, and how he's connected to Licio Gelli, and how he's all these people are connected to the Vatican and the Black Pope and and this underworld you talk about. It's amazing to me, if we're ever going to get to the truth about 9/11, we cannot deal with these issues we're discussing today, the Satanists, the pedophile rings, everything, because it all connects. And that's why I get upset at the 9/11 conferences, because they don't go this route. They, in fact, I don't think anybody's ever mentioned this on one of their speeches, and it should be mentioned, because these are the people that need to be investigated. Now, don't you agree?
Oh, it is curious indeed, and we can pick up on this when we get back from break, but we need to ask the questions. Okay, why, is this one avenue, not allowed?
Right. Leave it there, because we're going to take a short break, come back for our final segment with Bill Jahan.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from
Okay, we're going to get right back to it here. We only got about 5 minutes left, and I got a lot to cover in this 5 minutes. The first thing that I've got a Mr. Crosby on the line we're going to get to shortly. He's got a Supreme Court case regarding 666, so we'll save him for the last 2 minutes, Phil. But I just want to say, yeah, what you're saying is this, that it's very, you know, why is this story left out, and it's very suspicious, and it leads me to believe that there's a reason and a cover-up. What do you think? Just take about a minute, then I want to get Mr. Crosby on. Crosby.
Probably, you know, say it in a little bit less than that. You know, we have a lot of people that are, you know, speaking about the Illuminati, about the international bankers, about, you know, these nefarious New World Order types, the Bilderberger groups, okay, which really don't put a face on it, okay? You know, who is the Illuminati? I've heard some of these, you know, more well-known speakers, you know, go on and on and on and on about the Illuminati. And they never once, to my knowledge, you know, acknowledge that the Illuminati, well, the latest versions of the Illuminati, you know, were created by the Vatican. You know, one was in 1534, where Ignatius de Loyola was commissioned as, you know, to start the Illuminati, and basically it was to crush the Protestant Revolution by any means necessary.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing to this very day.
Exactly. They've always done it all through time. They just, you know, wherever they get exposed, they simply start another organization and they call it something else to hide their tracks of origin.
Well, put it this way. Let me just say it bluntly. There are people like Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson, all these people with millions and trillions of dollars that are paying people to keep their mouth shut. And that I'm convinced of. Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, all these people, I think, are all involved with them. And I'll go on the record saying that they want to come on my show and disagree, Hutton and Mel and Charlie and, you know, your father. Come on and talk to me about it, because we want to mention this subject. And, you know, maybe that's the only way to get him on, is to say, listen, it's kind of suspicious. But anyway, let me get to Mr. Crosby. You got a case in the Supreme Court about 666? Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. We have about a minute and a half, so go ahead.
I took a lawsuit to the Supreme Court of the United States regarding a secret six-digit data element, that's computer language, which has been placed upon all 26 million veterans without their knowledge. Plaintiff's Exhibit 19 is the infamous corporation questionnaire in which the major corporations in this country admit to having and using these codes. Therefore, why wouldn't they give them to civilians? And we believe anywhere from 30 to 70 million civilians have these same coded numbers. And I have all the proof, and I did send this stuff to Mr. Szymanski, and I believe you received it yesterday. So we have a very large problem of people being branded with numbers, which is exactly what happened in Hitler's Nazi Germany, and people are being systematically eliminated from those items deemed orderly in a democratic society.
Now, Mr. Crosby, we're going to. What's your first name?
Edwin.
Edwin, we're going to have you on the show next week and discuss this in depth, okay?
Thank you.
And I want to finish with Phil Jahan. So we will have Edwin Crosby on next week with this. He's already found the mark of the beast on the veterans in a very interesting way, and he's filed a Supreme Court case. But there you go, Phil. There's more verification. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's natural. They take what's government issue, soldiers. You know, and they start with them, you know, and they're kind of like California. What goes for the soldiers goes for the rest of the nation.
Hey, Phil, we're all out of time, but you know what? You opened up a good discussion. We're going to have you back on in a couple weeks. I want to finish this with you, so I will call you, set another date, and keep warm in North Pole. That was Phil Jahan. Okay, we're all out of time today, all the time this week. But anyway, we're going to be back next week on the Investigative Journal, same time, same place. Until then, good afternoon.